Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, one of the Campus Life pastors at Life Point Church. This past Sunday, we continued in our series, well-known, we're talking about how one conversation can change everything. The conversation we're looking at is the longest conversation recorded in Scripture between Jesus and another person. It's Jesus and the woman at the well. And last week, we talked extensively about how Jesus broke so many cultural norms just by going through Samaria and then going to, you know, talk to a woman by herself at a well. It just wasn't normal. It wasn't done. And Jesus specifically went there on purpose, and it seems like, to have this conversation. He asks the woman for a drink, and she says, "How is it that you, you know, who are Jew, ask me for a drink?" Here's how he responds in verse 10. Jesus says, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." And the woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw water with. The well is deep. Where do you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock." Now, it's interesting, Jesus is making this claim almost immediately. Hey, if you knew me, if you really knew who was standing in front of you, you would ask me for water, and I would have given you living water. And then she immediately brings up this whole theological debate that was between the Samaritans and you know, the people of Judea. And, you know, what are you think you're better than Jacob? You know, we have the well up here. You guys don't have that. Like, she's going into this debate. And he says to her, verse 13, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. Whoever drinks of the water that I give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." And the woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water." Now, it's very interesting. The claim that he's making is really outrageous. It's as if, you know, imagine you're sitting there and you're sitting there at the well and you watch this conversation. The woman is simply saying, "Hey, you know, why are you talking to me?" And he's like, "Hey, if you knew who I was, you'd ask me for living water, and I would give you something that would well up into eternal life." Jesus is making a statement to her saying, "Listen, what I have, you need, and it will change your life forever and eternity. You're never going to thirst again." I mean, this is the one thing that I'm sure anybody would want to hear. All of us would want to know, are you telling me you're going to give me something that's going to cure the thirst in my soul? Like, it starts out with this physical conversation about thirst and water, and it turns into this spiritual conversation about how we really thirst something, you know, all the way to eternal life, and he's the answer. It's an outrageous claim. And yet those who have tasted of the living water of Christ, like, we're blown away by it. We want everyone to share it with us. That's part of the, you know, of what it means to be a missionary, that we've tasted and seen that the Lord is good. He's changed us from the inside out. He's filled something in our soul that's so wonderful that we want to share this with other people. But this woman says in verse 15, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water." Like, she's saying something there that she clearly doesn't understand what he's talking about yet. She's just not there yet. She's still thinking about the physical. "Look, I don't want to be thirsty anymore. I don't want to have to come to this water, you know, this well to draw water." I mean, it's already embarrassing. Like, why is she there at noon, you know, at the well? Probably because she doesn't get along with the other women in the community. And, you know, we're going to learn more about that later. But, you know, she's there by herself. She probably, if she's by herself, there's probably a reason. And she's probably, you know, just doesn't want to deal with that anymore. On top of the fact that it's just hard work. She just wants to be relieved of those things. It's like she's missing the fact that she's looking at true life in the eyes and has no idea who it is. I think it's interesting that you know, we're in this series trying to figure out how to live missionally and realize that we're carriers of the most incredible message in the world, that Jesus Christ is the living water, that he who gives their life to Christ, that He changed them from the inside out. It becomes a spring. He becomes a spring in them that goes all the way to eternal life, fills our life. And yet we talk to people every day who just don't seem to get it. And I think for us, it's a reminder, you know, that our job is to point back to Christ with our life, to remind them of how he's changed us, how he is the living water in our life, And as we represent him, we talk about how he's changed us in a way that people might be intrigued. And I think that we're going to find out as we go on in this series of just how important this conversation was. But this part of the conversation is so incredible because of the claim that Christ is making. And that claim is still the claim for today. And we're carriers of that message. Wherever you're at, I just want you to take a second and think about the people in your life that need to hear about Christ, need to hear about who he is and what he did on the cross. And maybe take a second, just pray for them and pray for the opportunity to be one who can share that message. Lord, I pray that you would use our lives to be ambassadors, to share the message of your claim of being the living water that transforms life, even welling up to eternal life. Lord, help us to be aware and be ready to share the reason for the hope we have within us. And we ask that in your son's name. Amen. Well, before you move on to the next thing, take a second to pray about these things. Until next time, God bless you all.